Agenda item number 5, Mr. Bennett Thomas's application.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All members of the commission.
Good morning.
Mr. Bennett Thomas is requesting authorization to install and backfill 142 linear feet of vinyl bulkhead, a maximum of 2 feet channelward of the existing bulkhead, to construct a private pier, including 118 square feet of decking area with an attached 16 linear foot timber wave wall, install a 7 foot wide by 86 foot long marsh sill with sand backfill and wetlands vegetative plantings, install a 6 foot wide by 47 foot long riprap revetment, and to remove and grade an existing Phragmites area and plant that with wetlands vegetation, all adjacent to 1104 Inland Road, situated along the southern branch of the Elizabeth River in Chesapeake. This proposal requires both a tidal wetlands and a subaqueous permit. This is an aerial view of the property. This is the house in question right here. This is the marsh adjacent to the property. This is the Elizabeth River, southern branch of the Elizabeth River in Chesapeake. It's also a portion of the intracoastal waterway, so there are high energy wakes affecting the shoreline of this property. This is a plan view drawing of the proposal. While there are subaqueous components that require permitting, we are primarily hearing this because the City of Chesapeake no longer utilizes the model wetlands ordinance found in the code. Therefore, the commission will be serving as the wetlands board today. A little closer view of the plan view. There is a lot going on here. Just briefly go over the components. This is the replacement bulkhead that requires subaqueous permitting. A portion of the pier requires permitting. Part of the wave screen here requires permitting. And a portion of the sill, which is also part of the Living Shoreline project overall, is out in subtidal areas. In terms of wetlands permitting, again, a portion of this sill here requires a permit. The wetlands filling, sand backfill, and planting of this area requires the wetlands permit. A small portion of the riprap revetment, and the conversion of existing Phragmites to upland wetlands species will require wetlands permitting. This is the main cross section with the channelward sill, portion subtidal, portion intertidal. The landward side that will be filled and planted with wetland species. And a couple of ground shots for you. This is the bulkhead on the corner. Riprap sill will tie in, go across the channelward portions of the vegetation. These voided areas will be backfilled and planted, raised to elevations to match the existing vegetation. As you can notice, there are existing sills and similar living shoreline projects to the east of this project. A little bit closer, about in this area with these stakes, old piles will be removed. The sill will be in this area, backfilled and planted in this area. Hopefully the entire marsh will look like this in a year or two. As part of the application review process, the City of Chesapeake granted its Chesapeake Bay Preservation Area approval. A representative from VIMS visited the site and provided comments and had no objections to the proposal. And Habitat held a public hearing here last week on March 17th in accordance with the Wetlands Ordinance requirements. Only the agent attended, no one else. Ultimately, given that there are no proposed vegetated wetlands losses, and the proposed living shoreline is designed to protect and enhance the existing marsh, staff recommending approval with no required compensation. We are, however, recommending approval for the subaqueous components with a royalty for the replacement bulkhead. We actually just received revisions yesterday regarding the bulkhead alignment, and the agent and the owner have pulled the bulkhead alignment more landward, so it's actually been reduced, the impact. So we will determine. And they've actually given us updated calculations, so the numbers in the evaluation are less than what we would normally apply for a 2 foot encroachment. It is now 1 foot. This was discussed with the agent and the owner specifically because we found evidence about 10 years ago there was a permit application made for this site where a bulkhead was installed with local wetlands approval when the City of Chesapeake actually had their own wetlands board. But it didn't ultimately receive a commission permit, and it should have. So we are now recommending that the replacement bulkhead not only satisfy the royalty requirements now, but the two-foot encroachment from 10 years ago. And the owner and the agent have both agreed to make that payment. So essentially we're paying, they're going to pay two royalties for the new bulkhead installation of this permit. And I'll be glad to answer any questions if I can.
Any questions from the commission? Ms. Erson.
So you had mentioned that those areas that are kind of dug in to the marsh are going to be backfilled.
Yes, sir.
And I don't, it's, well, no, the picture you were on, yeah, that one. In there where your arrow is those shellfish resources in there? And if there are, would they be proposed to be moved prior to filling?
I have visited the site at least three times, not always at lower tide. This was a lower tide. I didn't notice an abundance of shellfish resources. I could be mistaken. Someone else could have visited at a lower tide. This is the Elizabeth up on the Intracoastal in Chesapeake. I'm not sure of the significance of the shellfish resource there. However, maybe Dr. Weston could address that if necessary.
Just a follow-up. I was just curious. From an ecological perspective, it might be important. Economically, I believe the river's closed anyway, so that's probably less important. But I just didn't want to have something covered up if
that was planned.
Any other questions from the commission? Is the applicant present or represented?
The agent's present.
The agent? True. Let me swear you in, sir. You hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
For the record, my name is Wayne McCoy.
Welcome.
I'm from Mid-Atlantic Environmental. Good morning to you, Mr. Bull, members of the commission, and the Chesapeake Bay, Wetland Board, I guess. I'll be brief. I know you have a full agenda. Basically, there are five components to this this application, a new bulkhead, a wave wall, deck and covered boat lift, living shoreline, and Phragmites removal and hopefully replacement with some better stuff. This is kind of an odd application in the sense that the Thomases paid a contractor to get all the permits, do the job, and I just found out, by the way, that they actually paid the original royalty. But having said that, there's now a failing bulkhead. There's an opportunity to get that fixed, plus build a living shoreline and get a little better habitat. As Mr. Worrell mentioned, we're going out 1 foot. We feel like we can do that, so it limits the amount of impact. This is a failed bulkhead. One of the issues with this, back in here, I know I don't have to explain to you folks what a wake is. The wakes come in at 45 degrees, and so the existing bulkhead has actually failed, and due to the velocity and energy of the waves, it's literally taken off the, it was actually sort of a walkway, has completely blown that off. So we're proposing in this application to add a wave wall. Additionally, the Thomases are excited about doing a living shoreline, and there's an opportunity in here to do some supplement and get a much better Spartina outcome. The other thing that I like about this one is we're getting rid of a bunch of Phragmites and replanting that. So having said that, I think that's the overview, and I'll take questions.
Questions from the commission? I've wanted this matter of money. You say the old royalty had been paid?
Apparently has, but paid to Mr. Flint.
I'm
not sure if that ever got to be.
Justin, if you would.
All right. I think what Mr. McCoy is referencing is, in accordance with the Wetlands Board approval of the City of Chesapeake approximately 10 years ago, there was a payment required. That payment apparently was made because the City of Chesapeake actually issued their wetlands permit. However, the commission permit was never issued, so there was no royalty paid to the commission for impacts to state-owned lands.
Gotcha.
So there's a difference. They actually were going through the process correctly, just for some reason the commission permit was not issued 10 years ago.
Okay. That's why Mr. Roll gets the big bucks.
Huge. Huge.
But so that's
you hear my sarcasm, right? Any other questions from the commission? Thank you. It's a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed, and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Cedron.
I move we approve the recommendation of the staff and approve this.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Cedron and second by Mr. Minor. Any discussion on that? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. Permits are approved. Thank you, Mr. McCoy.